We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You know, I hate to keep saying it, but it's another beautiful day, isn't it? I mean, it's just spectacular. It's not always like this, even this time of year, so enjoy it while it's here. I'm Scoot on the Air. Really glad you're with us. We've got a lot of really cool stuff on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar for today, Tuesday, November the 30th, 2021. So we'll be going through some of that. Got some great bumper music planned for you. This is the day in 1982, the album Thriller. For Michael Jackson and Quincy Jones was released. What an album. Still believed to be the best-selling album of all time. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. In fact, we have a really interesting text-off for you today. You know, usually the text-off about 250 is an original versus a cover, and you, the audience, gets to decide which was better, the original or the cover. Well, we've got a slightly different twist on the text off today coming up at about 2:50. And then in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll play some of the songs from the album Thriller that were huge hits. And we'll talk about your favorite album. You know, and I'm not talking about greatest hits album because that doesn't count. But do you have a favorite album that you can listen to from beginning to end? I mean, Thriller is one of those albums. You can just listen to that beginning to end. In fact, the song that was first released from Thriller is not a song that you generally associate with Thriller. And it was the first song released, and so we're going to play that going into the first break in the 3 o'clock hour. We'll share that with you. The first song that was released from Thriller doesn't even seem like a song in some ways that belongs on Thriller, but it was on Thriller. Okay, so look, we've got a lot to talk about today. The trial of, I know it looks like Ghislaine, but it's really Ghislaine Maxwell. She's the one that apparently helped Jeffrey Epstein groom young underage girls for sex. I'm not exactly sure what that means. Don't need the details. Can only imagine. Her trial does continue. And as I said yesterday, I'm really hoping that we get names out of this. I hope we find out names. I'm not sure we will, but I want to know the powerful names. I want to know the rich, powerful men that were with Jeffrey Epstein that did this to these girls. We have a right to know. We should know. And they should not go through life without people knowing. They shouldn't be able to get away with it. And yet they're rich and they're famous, and they may just get away with it. So anyway, we'll see if names come out. I would hope that they put so much pressure on her that she starts, squealing like a pig in heat. I guess pigs would squeal if they were in heat, right? Anyway, we'll be following that trial. Also, testimony begins today in the trial of the ex-Empire, a TV star, Jussie Smollett. Really just a strange, strange case where a gay guy of color allegedly made up a hoax about being attacked because he was black and gay. And he is black and gay. And so he played on the sympathy of people who really actually sympathize and empathize with people who are gay and black, who are attacked. So it's going to be an interesting case to follow. I think it's going to be easy for them to find him guilty of something. And also, another trial begins, and that is the trial of former police officer Kim Potter. Remember, she was charged in the killing of Dante Wright. That trial's also going on now. And she was the one who, she's white. Dante Wright was black. There was a traffic stop back in April. She charged she's charged with first and second degree manslaughter. And this is going on in Minnesota. So another case in Minnesota involving white versus black. So we'll follow that story as well. And we'll be talking about all these trials as they reach different peaks and different valleys. Hey, let's start out with a little fun here. Okay, I mean, look, it's a beautiful Tuesday. Let's start out with some fun here. What do you think about LSU hiring the coach? LSU hires this legendary coach from this legendary football school, Notre Dame. Brian Kelly is coming to LSU. When you think about the history of Notre Dame, I think this says a hell of a lot about LSU's commitment to excellence, that they were able to hire a guy away from this incredible, historic university, Notre Dame, and attract him to LSU. I mean, I think that says a hell of a lot about LSU's football program. And it seems to me that he's a really great coach. He's got a lot of wins. I think he's the winningest coach in football right now. And let's see, 10 years, $95 million. That's about $10 million a year is how that works out. I wonder what they were paying Coach O. Four? Five? Maybe four? I mean, I think Nick Saban was right up there with $7 million or something like that. I don't have the latest stuff in front of me. But $10 million a year for a college coach, that's a lot of money.
Well, I'm making $10 million right now, and I could use a little bit more.
Yeah, but see, the problem is that you live in New Orleans, and it's more expensive to live here than in Baton Rouge. Property's cheaper in Baton Rouge.
That is true.
So,
yeah.
You know, $10 million goes a lot further in Baton Rouge than it does here.
So you're saying I should take my $10 million a year and move to Baton Rouge?
Well, I mean, if you want more property, yeah. And, I mean, one day there'll be a rail between the two cities, and in the meantime, you know,
what about
I-10.
All the traffic. You know, the traffic.
Well,
in Baton
okay,
Rouge
well, see,
so
that's a problem. So, you give up things.
Well, I mean, I take my private helicopter everywhere. So
well, you
I
could
don't
do that.
Concern about the traffic, but
you know. Then again, there's no you know the closest place to land here would be at the medical center at Canal. So you'd have to walk from there. You know, that wouldn't be convenient.
Well, I don't walk anymore since I got my Segway that I used to take everywhere. It's a gold-plated Segway that I bought
awesome.
With my Christmas bonus. Did you get a Christmas bonus?
No, apparently not.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up.
Apparently not.
Well,
yeah,
that's
no,
terribly awkward.
I don't think everybody got the Christmas bonus.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah, but again, $10 million. You know, you're struggling here, but $10 million in Baton Rouge, it goes a long way. So anyway, we can talk about Coach Brian Kelly. And also, it looks like Taysom Hill is going to be the starting quarterback for the Saints Thursday night against the Cowboys. Are you happy about that? I am. Have you given up on the 5-6 Saints? The Saints are 5-6. This is what really hurts. The Saints are on a 4-game losing streak. The Tampa Bay Bucs are number 1, 8-3. You know who's number 2 in our division? The Falcons. I mean, not by much. The Falcons are 5-6. The Saints are 5-6, but we lost to the Falcons. And the Panthers are 5-7. So, if you would have thought at the beginning of this season that the Falcons would ever be ahead of us in the division, you would have to think that that is a very dismal moment. And it is. So, I haven't given up on the Saints. Have you? They can still get to the playoffs. My question is, and the way they played Thanksgiving night, I wonder if the Saints have given up on themselves. I hope not, but I think we're going to find out Thursday night in the Caesars Superdome against the Dallas Cowboys. Also, I want to spend some time today talking about the holidays, and it's not going to be a depressing conversation, but it is about depression. People deal with depression, and the holidays, that can provide a breeding ground for mental health issues, including depression. And so as we just get into December, starting tomorrow, Hanukkah's going on, holidays are here. Let's talk about some of the tough things about the holidays. And it's okay to be down. It's okay to not be happy every holiday. It's okay. I mean, give yourself permission. I'm not a psychiatrist, but give yourself permission to, you know, to feel whatever it is that you're feeling. I know enough about all of that stuff because of my own mental health issues that I know that it's okay to embrace, you know, wherever you are. So we'll talk about this, and also we'll talk about people like Adele, who is able to deal with her depression and her dark moments by writing music, and some of her music is amazing. So we'll talk about all of that. Hey, but look, let's recognize that today is November the 30th. Do you know what this means? Today's the last day of hurricane season. It's over. Now, some of you I know are still cleaning up. It's over, but it left a pretty big scar for many of you. And, you know, we empathize with those of you who are still dealing with recovering from Ida or any other thing that has happened in this past hurricane season. I'm Scoot on the Air. We'll be right back on WWL.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Adele has talked recently about her dark side. She said, quote, "I have a very dark side." So do a lot of people. And this is not something totally uncommon with artists. And Adele is among those openly talking about her depression. And, you know, you can hear it in much of her music. And I've talked about how talented I think she is, how wonderful I think Adele is. My favorite song is Rolling in the Deep, and I know there's some messages there. But her songs are sad to me, but that's a reflection of who she is, and she's not alone. And I know the holidays are a tough time for many of you. It's a tough time for me. I'm a very sentimental person, and I struggle a little bit during the holidays. And so I thought we would just at least have a conversation about this being the breeding ground for feelings that we might not be comfortable with. Dr. Michelle Moore is a clinical psychologist at the LSU Health School of Medicine in New Orleans. And, Doctor, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Sure. Let's talk about the holidays and depression. I don't want this to be depressing. I want to recognize a reality.
Yeah, and I think the way you just worded it, I think really speaks a lot to a lot of people's experiences. For some, it's a very joyful time. They really get a lot out of spending time with family and really look forward to it. And for others, it's really not the case. It reminds them of people they've lost. It is reminders of times when maybe things were really joyful and now life is different and, you know, the traditions have changed. And so for some people, it is a very difficult time of year.
Right. And see, that's the other thing. Things do change. And you can have a great Christmas, a great holiday season 1 year, and the next year you're down because of things that happen in your life. And sometimes it's tough for people who are usually up and happy and they're dealing with this down time to navigate through the season.
Exactly. You know, I think there are a few reasons for that, too. I think loss and death is a big part of it, but also financial strain. Yeah. I think for families who are in the midst of not having the same kind of financial picture that they used to, it's really tough when you want to buy presents for people or want to host an event. All of that costs money. And so you really feel the difference when you can't do those things financially.
So what suggestions do you have for people who are dealing with these moments? And again, because they cannot financially live up to the expectations, especially if it's within your own family, it is so hurtful and it's depressing. And again, I know there's a difference between being clinically depressed or really dealing with depression and, being depressed over certain things. I know there's a difference, but how do people cope with that?
Well, and I'll point out that while there is a difference, seasonal depression is a real thing. So there are some people who aren't depressed all year long, but at this time of year, they really find those symptoms come out a lot more. There are a couple of things people can do. One, if you're a family member and you know someone in your family is struggling, be mindful of that. Be mindful of maybe how you're talking about things, how you're interacting with them, and maybe try to see what you can do to cheer them up. I think realizing that everything doesn't have to be about getting the biggest present and the most expensive present. Sometimes a gesture where you've baked something or you've just gone to visit somebody and spend time with them, those things can also be gifts. I think we need to rethink how we give a gift to somebody and how we receive that, and knowing that this year might be a little different for you, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And what about people who are just innately sentimental, and this is a time of year that brings back memories of Christmases when they were young with their parents, and then that may be visited on their relationship with their kids today?
So I think part of that is bringing those memories into today. Talk about them. You don't have to keep all that to yourself. If there's somebody you're really missing this holiday season, talk about that person. Bring those memories of the good times in. And some people might think, well, that's going to make me more depressed if I'm talking about it and thinking about what I don't have. Well, that might be true for some people in a little bit of time. Holding back those memories and not bringing them to the surface will make you feel depressed as well. So bring those memories in, talk about them, share the stories with the grandchildren and with your children of the way things were. Talk about what a new holiday tradition might be that you might do. Know that it's okay for things to change.
There were times in my career when I was not in the same city with my son, and that's the case this Christmas, as it has been for a long time, but especially when he was younger. I couldn't stand to hear Christmas carols. And I went to the grocery last Thursday, and I heard Christmas carols, and it just reignited those feelings. So I know I'm not alone in this. When you know sometimes you get really sentimental when you hear the Christmas carols. What do you say to yourself? What do you think about?
I think that's a great point to bring up because we call those triggers, right? Triggers of past memories, triggers of things that make us feel sad. In those moments, it's okay to cry. It's okay to have an emotion in that moment. Having self-awareness to know when this is coming up and why this is coming up is a beautiful thing. The fact that you're able to say, I hear a Christmas carol. This reminds me of my son. This reminds me of what I'm missing. Whew, I'm going to sit with that for a minute, and I'm going to continue my shopping. I'm going to move forward. Right?
I can see it
have
now.
A minute with that.
They'll come over the intercom. We got a breakdown in lane aisle 4. I got a total breakdown. Bring some Kleenex, please.
Well, just keep a therapist in all the stores, you know, to help deal with that. That's okay.
Right. There is there is some validity to the idea that biologically, we're sad. There's a biological component to us being sad. It's in our brain. And that actually, I was reading that sad songs can actually help you deal with that by kind of bringing up the moment for you, but also maybe letting you know that you're not alone.
Well, you bring up two good points there. One being allow yourself to feel your feelings. So, yes, if sadness comes up, allow yourself to feel sad. It's a normal emotion. All of our emotions are. Allowing those emotions to come up is so important, and that helps with that healing process. Trying to hold them back is what makes us feel worse from a mental health standpoint. You also mentioned that there was the very last thing you just mentioned. You'll have to remind me now because I just forgot.
Oh, I was talking about the let's see. I was talking about this. The songs, the emotions. Okay, just give me a moment too, doctor, because I was already moving on. Hang on. Actually, what I'm doing is I'm thinking about some of the things that I've been sad about this time of year. And again, it's not about me, but I'm just a representative of the whole audience. But we were talking about the sad moments. And hang on. Let's just talk for a moment. We'll figure it out.
We'll sort it back out. Yeah. It's important it always comes back up, right?
But I think the sadness that it's it's kind of biological, and that sad songs can help you deal with that by kind of maybe reminding you that you're not alone.
Yeah, that not being alone piece, exactly. Yeah. So I think there is an important element to reaching out to somebody, to connecting with somebody, and to letting them know, hey, I'm feeling really down because of X, Y, and Z. Because you're exactly right. Somebody might turn around and say, you know, I've kind of been feeling that way too. And they may walk around with a smile on their face and seem like everything's going fine. But when you really get down to it, you might be able to connect with people that way. And that connection is so important to not feel alone. I'm so glad you said that.
What's the difference, Dr. Moore? What's the difference between, okay, I'm depressed the Saints lost Thanksgiving night. I'm depressed the way they played. I'm depressed over a breakup, and being somebody who deals with depression and the darkness of depression.
So if you feel depressed after the Saints game and you get up the next day and you've moved on, you still kind of are annoyed about it, think of all the things they could have done differently, but you go on with your day and kind of pick back up. That is a normal just kind of reaction to an event, right? So someone who deals with depression, major depression on a regular basis, they aren't able to pick back up in that way. That is consistent, that feeling of feeling down, of not having an appetite, not being able to sleep like a normal person would be able to, and not having pleasure in doing things that you used to enjoy, having no motivation. So these are some of the things we're looking at for somebody who is chronically depressed on a daily basis, and it takes great, great effort to really get out of the house sometimes, to take a shower, to do these daily living activities that for most of us are just part of our normal routine.
Because depression is a chemical imbalance in the brain, is it not?
It is correct. Yeah. That is correct.
Mm-hmm. And so
that's where we see the difference of the people who are chronically depressed, where it is a chemical imbalance that they can't control. A lot of times I'll hear people say, well, just get up. I got up and kept going. Well, you aren't this person, and you don't know what it feels like to be in their mind and in their body.
You know, I grew up with a very severe, and even as an adult, just live with a very, very severe case of obsessive compulsive disorder. And I would have people, I mean, even there were a couple of psychiatrists along the way that just said, well, stop doing that. Well, no, you can't. I mean, you can look at something, you can't. And it's like, well, you know, just be happy or put on a good song. That's not going to do it.
No, unfortunately, it's not. I mean, they're real disorders that are disabling for people. Yeah.
You know, I've always argued that we make decisions about what we do and what we buy based on our predisposition and not necessarily the hardcore content of a commercial. And I relate it to songs. A love song is not going to make you fall in love, but if you are in love, you want to hear a love song. That is your choice of entertainment. And so somebody who is suicidal is not going to be listening to Barry Manilow. They're going to be listening to something dark. The music didn't make them that way, but that was a symptom of reflection of their issues, right?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point. I think music is also very therapeutic in that we often do choose music to go with our mood. and it may be unconscious. We might not do it on purpose, and then other times we may do it on purpose. You'll hear the same thing when people talk about, I'm feeling kind of sad and depressed. I'm going to go watch a sad movie. Movies do that for people too, right? Because sometimes it feels good to watch a sad movie and cry and get it out, and then the movie ends and you move on. But I think music can have a powerful effect, and if you're able to choose music to try to change your mood, is a really interesting way to think about how can I change my mood through music.
But if you want to change your mood, first of all, you've taken the first step on wanting to be happy if you're depressed.
Yes.
So you've already made a decision. This is the music I want to listen to. Because again, if you just break up with somebody, you don't want to hear a love song.
No,
you want to go punch somebody. Well, not really
exactly.
Punch somebody, but you know,
yeah.
you want to hear a song like,
you
know, Love Stinks, you know, a song like that.
Right.
All right, Doctor. Well, I appreciate your time, and I just, you know, thought that, and maybe we talk again before the holidays really hit. But I just thought it was good to just remind people that it's okay if you're not feeling happy, and you know, I think sometimes maybe I know that for me, there was one Christmas in particular where I was really, really down, and I couldn't afford to buy anybody a present, and I just I didn't want to be around Christmas. I knew what the meaning of Christmas was. I knew what we were celebrating, but I didn't want to be around any of the festivities.
Yeah, so if one of your listeners hears that, I think hopefully they just realize they're not alone, and that's the point of your message, I think. And I think knowing if you need to take Christmas off this year, that's okay too.
Okay. All right, Dr. Michelle Moore, clinical psychologist and also with LSU Health New Orleans School of Medicine. Thank you for your time. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You
all
too.
All right, if you want to join us with a comment, if you're on hold, hang on. We will get to all of your calls. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I mean, we can talk about this and it's not depressing, right? Do sad songs sometimes speak to you? I mean, I shared this with you the other day on the show. We were talking about music and songs, and I told you that, you know, right after I had, broken up with somebody over like this long, long-term relationship, one of my favorite songs was the song Break Even by The Script. You know, I got time and she got freedom. You know, it's a song about how hearts don't break even. And, you know, I feel like I, you know, was in prison and she was free. But yet that song helped me. Is there a sad song that actually helped you? All right. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And then sometimes, you know, you see somebody who's really down during the holidays. What do you want to do? You say, shut up and dance with me. I mean, sometimes you just got to lift yourself up. I mean, like if you're clinically depressed, you may not be able to do it. But, you know, try to be happy. And I wanted to talk about depression and emotion and sentimentality during the holidays, but I didn't want it to be depressing. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. By the way, today is Giving Tuesday. This is a day that you are supposed to give. If you have nobody to give to, I would like to be that person. I mean, if you just have nobody to give to and you just want to give to me, you can send some money to the station here and I'll take it off your hands. All right. We're going to do a special song about Give It Away Tuesday. Actually, Giving Tuesday coming up here. Let's go to Bubbles at Old Jefferson. Hey, Bubbles, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. How are you today?
I'm good.
So I have a whole bunch of things. I'm going to try to get through them quickly because I couldn't call in yesterday.
Okay.
But the quarterback situation with the Saints. What have you noticed about the quarterback when they're not on the field that's different from what Drew Brees used to do? Have you noticed anything?
Well, Drew Brees was always, you know, looking at the, you know, the Microsoft thing that they've got there. Looking at his screen. He's always looking at the video. Always looking. But basically, he's looking at plays and looking at defenses and things like that, yeah.
Exactly. These guys stand on the sidelines like they're spectators. They're not looking at what happened, what they can improve. If we don't get a quarterback that pays more attention to the game, things are not going to change. I hate to say that.
Interesting observation. But it looks like Taysom Hill's going to start this Thursday night. Are you happy about that?
I am happy about it. I think he deserves it. And as much as I love him, and I do, who doesn't love Taysom? I don't know that he's the quarterback of the future as much as they say. And I do like him, but I don't know. I like his Swiss Army knife role.
But I also like that he's a running quarterback, and we're seeing around the NFL this trend of running quarterbacks, and this is a trend. And I don't think these quarterbacks are going to be playing as long as Drew Brees or Tom Brady because they're running the ball so much, but it seems like this is a new trend in the NFL, so I like that about him. But I agree. I think the verdict is still out on whether or not he is the starting quarterback.
No, I agree with you completely about both of those points. The other thing, I know you went to see Rent Friday night, as did I. I didn't see the original. I did see the movie. And I enjoyed it tremendously. Like you said, the people were marvelously talented.
Yeah.
But it is very hard to follow if you don't know the story. It takes a while to get into it.
Yes. It does.
It was great. I mean, I love going to the theater. So
I do too. I mean, and I love the Broadway series at the Sanger, and Rent is playing now. And you know, it's a good play. I found it a little disconnected, especially in the beginning. Cats is coming up, and so you know, great series at the Sanger.
Not Cats. I can't do Cats again. Cats has got to be one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. I just can't do it.
That's all right. Well, not every play is for everybody.
No, you're right. You all also talked yesterday about a rap sheet. I, as much as I hate to admit it, do have a rap sheet.
You've got a rap sheet.
I do. After I graduated high school, I grew up in Harahan. I got a friend of mine and I got arrested for rolling and egging someone's house.
Oh, my gosh. Really? I guess the dumb thing there is, Bubbles, why did you get caught? Because we all did that.
Well, we weren't there, but the girl whose house it was, she said she knew it was us. We didn't really have a sheet, and I also got arrested when I lived in Birmingham. I used to drive home to New Orleans every other weekend. I got arrested in Laurel, Mississippi for speeding because they have a speed trap that goes from 70 to 60 to 50 to 40 in like a mile.
Well, I've gotten speeding tickets, but I've never been arrested.
Well, this was Laurel, Mississippi.
Yeah, okay.
It was interesting.
All right, well,
so that a rap sheet.
Bubbles,
the other thing,
people with rap sheets are still allowed to call the show.
Thank you so much, Scoot. The other thing is the holiday depression.
Yeah.
I am by nature an up person. I think you guys can kind of tell that. But the holidays are the most difficult time of the year for me. I used to be a big Christmas person. I decorated my apartments and everything. But and I'm not saying this for any other reason than to explain depression. But my son, my only child, died 4 days before Christmas, very unexpectedly. My mom, who died in 1988, her birthday is Christmas Day. And then my second mom and best friend died the day after Christmas.
Wow.
It's a very difficult time of the year, and I don't have any other family. My family's all gone, and thank God for friends who are absolutely wonderful. But, you know, they're still just not family.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. I'm an emotional person anyway. I'm very passionate and expressive, and I do everything in a big way. I love in a big way. I dislike in a big way, but the holidays are just, I really just kind of want to be left alone during the holidays.
Well,
Bubbles,
I understand that, and I can also understand why this is a difficult time for you. So try to get through, persevere. I know you will, and thanks for calling the show. And try not to make your rap sheet any longer.
I'll do my best, Scoot. Have a great day.
All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to all of your calls. The Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. So I thought we would dedicate this song to today, Tuesday. It's Giveaway Tuesday. You're supposed to give stuff away. Yeah, and if you're a Democrat, especially if you're a progressive, you're really used to giving things away. You're used to giving stuff away to everybody. I'm Scoot. We will be back on WWL. On our rock culture calendar for November 30th, today would have been the 77th birthday of Rob Grill, the singer, songwriter, and bass player for the Grassroots. I mean, the Grassroots had so many hits, and this was one of them. And how true is that? I mean, sooner or later, love is going to get you, and then you're going to be sorry it got you. But Rob Grill was born in Los Angeles, 1944, would have been 77 years old today. He died following an accident. He fell down after having a stroke in Florida and had a head injury and died several weeks after the fall. And my great memory of Rob Grill is from Richie's 3D, which was a big club in Kenner. And the Grassroots were playing at Richie's 3D. And this would have been mid-80s, I guess, and I'm backstage with Rob Grill in the band, and I said, do you want some pot? And he said, sure. So I ran home, because I lived in Kenner at the time, I ran home and got some pot and brought it back, and we smoked pot. Great memories of Rob Grill.
That was very kind of you
to
do
that. Yeah, I mean, I thought so.
I think most people would not do that.
The guy's visiting. He's from out of town. Maybe he doesn't have anybody local, and so I was there. It's just one of my proud moments. He was a great guy, and, you know, it was fun. It was fun. All right, let's go to Metairie and Joseph. You're on WWL. Hey, Joseph.
Yeah, hey, Scoot.
Yes.
Didn't you bring up earlier in the show the subject of Jeffrey Epstein's madam?
Yeah,
helping run that thing on St. James Island? Well, if we go beyond the names that are connected with the super rich Johns that benefited from that gig down there on St. James Island, it's not what they call it, Pedophile Island. It's St. James Island.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if we go beyond these very elite names like Prince Andrew or whatever.
And we don't know that for sure, but he seems to be a suspect.
Yeah, well, he's a suspect. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
The thing is, what I'm shocked about, and it looks like this, I've only learned this in the last, I would say, 2 weeks, and I'm still shocked by it. But the big thing that connects all these Johns is something that is, it's in the old hotel in New York City called the Pratt Hotel.
All right, be brief. I've got to get to news here.
It's called the Council of Foreign Relations.
Okay.
That non-governmental NGO, the non-governmental organization.
All right, Joseph, if you want to hang on. This story's gotten way too long, so just hold on a second. You know, sometimes we have to get to the point. So hang on, we'll try to connect after the news. I'm Scoot on the air. It's a beautiful Tuesday. We still have a lot to talk about, and we will be back on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.